Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20. Peter's confession of Christ. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Petrus, rock in Latin. "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ.
Thank you, Flo. That was kind of a fun exercise. So she read from the NIV, the New International Version, and we've been using the Common English Version. So interesting little Bible study there, which, you know, come on Wednesday and learn more. Okay, so my friend and I, Kathy, we get together once a week, and we do sermon prep for what we've been doing on Wednesday is we've been going over an art piece, like we went over an Advent here in church, but we are doing that like in class style now, and then we go over this text. And so as part of sermon prep, Kathy went out on Facebook, you know, that the thing of all truths, and asked the people, "Who do you say that Jesus is?" So these are Kathy's friends. So one says, "Revolutionary, carpenter, organizer, enemy of the state." Second person says, "Jesus is love. Jesus is the best in everyone. Jesus is a hug when you need it most. Jesus is holding your hand or a kind word when you're frightened. Jesus is the courage to keep going when you don't think you can take one more step forward." That's a good one. Another person said, "He is love." And then also said, "I agree with the dude above." another person says, "I hope that your sermon on who do you say Jesus goes well. Jesus is the promised Messiah, the only begotten Son. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And then quoting Matthew. "Jesus is the embodiment of God's love for the world. That love includes truth, compassion, justice, forgiveness, reconciliation, healing, grace, and so much more. The word of God is spoken in a way we could see and understand. The grace of God dispersed to all freely without conditions. The heart of God given to us, light, truth, peace, hope, eternal, and unlimited." One person wrote, "Peace." It's so hard though, right? As we pray for the world. "Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, who became the embodiment, the good news of the inbreaking and realm and commonwealth. Because of Jesus, all creation becomes the porch of God, and Paul identifies us as citizens of heaven who are aware that we are totally embraced by God, even as we continue to live in this creation. That changes our whole perspective. From Christ, we learn that we live the focus, forgiveness, honesty, redemption, and generosity that is our definition and of what a holy, unconditional agape love looks like through us." You could tell the ones who just graduated from seminary. I always see Jesus as my non-believing friends when they show kindness, compassion, and acceptance. They don't even know he's there. I have many friends from other faith belief systems and even non-believers. Wow, this is interesting stuff. Jesus is my best friend. He knows me, forgives me, expects things of me, and always smiles on me like my best friend. And then I'll end on this one because I really like this one. Jesus is God made touchable. And it keeps going and it keeps going and it keeps going. So, and today's text, as we are traveling and we're with Peter and we're with Jesus, and again, they've been busy preaching and meeting and getting famous. And then we have that moment where, who do you say I am? And then it becomes kind of like, as we have been seeing in political debates, people aren't telling you who they are, they tell you who they're not, right? Well, he's not John the Baptist. Well, he's not a prophet. But Peter, direct Peter, says, no, he's the anointed one. He is the Messiah. Okay, and then now we find, Jesus was woke, Flo is showing. I was going to say, one of Flo's t-shirts, Jesus was woke. Okay, I have a feeling we're all going to get new t-shirts. Anyway, so now where was I? Okay, so here we have all this about Jesus, right? So I did the same thing a few days later. What did I say? I said, who do you think Peter is? Now, I have the same smart friends that she does. No one has answered that one. Isn't that funny? Yes. Isn't that like fun? That is when you can really use the word queer. Isn't that queer, right? Like, why does no one answer that question, right? It's so odd. This moment, I'm going to tell you who Peter is, because in this text, we have two people who have been seen and heard for the first time in their lives. Peter sees Jesus, but Jesus sees Peter. Now, I had many of those kind of moments this week, but one of my favorites was while I was touring OCC this week, Orange Coast Community College. Orange Coast College. Okay. So many oranges, so little time. Orange Coast College. And there's so much good news in the week, but first, the good news, I got to meet with the LGBTI coordinator. One, that the college has hired one. It's a brand new position. And two, he reached out to me in email this week, and he said, we're going to be having our Pride Week in April, and I was looking for churches that were LGBTQI friendly. And look, to my delight, that it's my neighbor. And I'm like, well, yes, to my delight I am, and we are. And so that's one of those meetings that I said, let's meet tomorrow. I got the email on Wednesday. I went over there on Tuesday, took him to lunch so I could learn how you eat lunch there and the many places. I found the local Starbucks. And then we just had lots of time together. But then he's like, Monica, I want you to meet this person. This person runs the needs of the college. It's like, it's not special needs like accommodation. It's like making sure students get food, making sure students get clothed. So let me put that over there for a second. But why the smart LGBTI coordinator had me meet is that he then just started telling me his story. My new friend is a Vietnamese refugee. And he himself, when he started his journey to America, was only 10. And he was alone. He was an orphan. And with his humor and his bright face, he said to me, yeah, and because I was alone, they had me with the Amerasians. I'm like, I was going to ask you about that. And everyone knows about that yucky part of the story, yes? So Amerasians were children who were born. It was usually a coupling of an American soldier, officer, who did what nature does when two humans can get together, right? And then the women would get pregnant, but then the soldiers would leave, and the children would be born not looking like the others. And so that would bring shame to the family, and so the families were the children were abandoned. He was not an Amerasian, so he looked different than even from the kids he was with. So he's already an outsider, insider, alone, abandoned boy. But then he gets to camp in the Philippines, and he sees a church on the camp. He goes, he's like, that's familiar. And then he goes, so I went and I met with the missionary that was running the church. And I said, I know how to play piano, in his broken English. And so the missionary said, well, then you're going to play piano here, and started playing piano in the services. And then that man, Steve, then adopted him. And so today, my friend calls him my white dad, Steve, who took me to Tennessee. And so my new friend grew up in Tennessee, but with the love of God in his heart. When he is telling me his story, he is not telling it out of anger. He is not telling it out of I was left. He is telling me out of blessing. I was blessed. And I said, and you know what I love about this story? I teach this all the time, that we are co-creators with God, and you knew it even before you knew it, because you saw an opportunity to be with God when you saw that church. And you went for it. And Steve received you. And that is the Christian walk. It is not coercive. If you want to go, you go. And Steve did. And now, or not Steve, that's his dad. And then my friend now is gay and has adopted children. And we were just talking about how smart and lovely she is. And she is mixed race and is loved beyond all measure, because my friend knows what it's like to not be. Amen. And then it's how he runs. I mean, I guess the best thing is he's the social service agent on campus. And so he runs another beautiful grocery store that students can come to, no questions asked. It's well lit. I got to tour it. It's well lit. It's beautiful. There's no sense that you are less than. And then for his clothing bank, they bring fashion students over, and they call them stylists, and they help people shop. Amen? And he calls them stylists. And then he makes sure he sits at the front desk, and he calls himself the receptionist. He is a servant through and through. Now, I would never have gotten that story unless Caleb knew how to matchmake, and he knew I would listen. I saw a new friend that day. I saw a disciple of Christ that day. Well, in fact, I saw Christ with feet and hands that day. We all just want to be seen and heard. Amen? So let us go forth and know that every little thing we do here at Fairview Community Church is to make sure somebody is seen and heard. Have you noticed we have new signs on our bathroom door? We even welcome the alien. Don't you love that? I mean, why not? Why not? Well, and then if you want to be funny, you know, in California, you know what immigrants used to be called and have on their green cards? Alien. And so we used to have an alien card at my home. There's my dad's alien card. And it was green. There you go. So evidently, aliens are green, right? Mars, right? So anyway, a little digression there. But to be seen and heard. We continue to work for, to strive for, to make sure anybody that hasn't been seen and heard is seen and heard. Who is Peter? Peter was so imperfect. These are words that are used to describe with Peter. I won't even make you go to the Bible study to give you this answer, but if you want to come, noon on Zoom, 5 on the patio. Peter is impetuous. He's the kind of guy that talks first and asks questions later. Amen. Anyone know anybody like that? Yeah, right. When we answered our calls, right? Oh, sure. Yeah. Just kidding. Peter is entrepreneurial. He finds ways to make sure this happens and this happens. Peter, right, you might even say, is a little bossy. You know, Peter ends up being a little sleepy during the Last Supper. And Jesus is wondering, where are you, Peter, James, John? He's not perfect. Even with all that, and even the way that Jewish literature works, we, the reader, know what's going to happen, right? We know Peter's going to do what? Deny him 3 times, right? Even with that, we get in this part of the story, Peter, you are my rock. You are going to start the church. Now, we might have qualities of Peter, but none of us are like Peter. Amen? So we can continue this church for 75 more years, right? We can continue to be the ones that see and hear people that others won't. Amen. We can continue to be the church that actually tries to discern and talk with from an intellectual point of view. We understand that Palestinian babies are as important as Israeli babies. We understand that families in Ukraine deserve to have heat, water, and light and be able to have sovereignty. We understand that folks at the border should not be detained in unhealthy and an unlivable situation because they happen to have a Mexican passport and not a United States passport. We see and hear all those complicated stories, don't we? So let us remember that Jesus hears and sees us, and we in turn can hear and see others. And we continue to be the much-needed church. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.